and I live by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour here on this Monday, Cinco de Mayo Day, May 5th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. The website is yourdefendingfathers.com. Check there under podcast. Click on podcast. You can listen on demand anytime to the show. There's also a live stream player button there. You can listen online. If you go outside the listening area of 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, just go to the website and hit the play button for the show live 9 to noon Monday through Friday. Today's show will repeat every 3 hours on the website. So if you missed, for example, the first hour from 9 to 10, it'll repeat at noon, 3 p.m., 6 p.m., 9 p.m., midnight, 3 a.m. tomorrow morning. Every 3 hours, the first hour will repeat. So noon, 3, 6, 9 p.m., midnight, and 3 a.m. tomorrow morning. Or better yet, listen on demand simply by clicking on podcasts. Those will fully update before the end of the show. The last segment will update usually by 1 o'clock, so you want to look and make sure the podcasts are the full segment, 24 minutes and 10 seconds long. Starts with the music intro and ends right at the bottom of the hour. You'll get the information that you're looking for. Listen on demand anytime just by going to the website, yourdefendingfathers.com. One of the things, looking at these ballot proposals tomorrow, again, tomorrow is Election Day. Do you have something on your ballot that you need to vote no on? Well, 137 local ballot proposals are going to be across the state of Michigan. We have five of them right here in Antrim County. Central Lake Schools, $15 million. I believe over 30 years, to dump $15 million into an old dilapidated school building instead of consolidating with Bel Air Schools just down the road, about a 10-15 minute bus ride, where they have better buildings, newer buildings. Declining population, I believe they're down to like 220 students. And they want to dump $15 million into that old building. This is just insanity, people. Not only do you go and vote no tomorrow, but you go to the website axmytax.org and volunteer to be a county captain or a petition circulator and get petitions from Carla Wagner and collect some signatures and get them turned back into her as soon as possible. I don't have a problem paying for things at the local level, but these property taxes are out of control. If you could say, we were at the event on Saturday there in Ogama, West Branch. We brought up Ask My Tax. I asked the question, anybody own businesses? Guy raised his hand. Yep. How much do you pay in business property tax? $7,500 a year. How much do you pay on your house? $50,000 a year for his house. I want to be in that guy's business. Ask My Tax would save him $57,500 a year. Let's do it. Put it on the ballot. Short break.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement? Or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. Captain Jeff says, I don't think you can file a complaint with a phone call, only online. When I called, I clearly stated I wanted to file a complaint about price gouging. And that's when they sent him to this website, michigan.gov/AG. Then you click on file a complaint. Then you go down and find consumer complaint. Well, during the breaks, I've been filling out this form online. I'm going to file a complaint about Antrim County and the company Blarney Castle. Now, it's kind of interesting because as I'm going through this information, Jeff is right. Online is the form, but it's absolutely amazing. You can't get specific about what you've experienced. They have a comment section, but it's not very large. But anyway, I'm going to get through it. After the show, I'll finish this up, and I'm filing my complaint today. Again, online is the best way to do it. Jeff says, I don't think you can do it on a phone call. Getting back to Lansing, we've been following this story ever since November the 7th, 2024. 2 days after the general election, Donald Trump winning Michigan, winning the White House, Vicky won Antrim County Clerk, we had already knew that the Republicans were going to take back control of the House. We knew that on election night, roughly around midnight. 2 days later, November 7th, State Representative Rochelle Smith already knew that she was going to be the new chair of a newly formed Election Integrity Committee under the Speaker, Matt Hall. She sent a letter requesting information from the Secretary of State's office. Michigan Department of State responded to what ended up having to happen was a subpoena. In response to House Republican documents requests and a subpoena, the Michigan Department of State posted around 1,900 pages of municipal clerks' election training materials late Friday afternoon. Not only were the documents sent to the House Committee on Oversight, they were also published publicly at michigan.gov/election-transparency. However, some of the documents on the website still require a FOIA request for people to get access to them. The documents made public include materials posted in the e-learning center that clerks and election administrators in Michigan use to train and prepare for elections. Well, after the document requests made by Speaker Pro Tem Rochelle Smith and follow-ups from the House Oversight Committee Chair Jay DeBoyer went unsatisfied, the committee authorized its chair to issue a subpoena, which DeBoyer did on April the 15th. Well, upon serving the subpoena a week later, April 22nd, the subpoena issued by DeBoyer had a deadline of May 13th at 4 p.m. However, Smith's statement says that the Michigan Department of State's new website and responses so far with what they've made available does not satisfy her requests. Ooh, this is getting interesting. Jocelyn Benson, Department of State, kind of holding back a little bit. Well, the subpoena specifically asks for the current full, complete, and unredacted training materials used to train Michigan clerks and their staffs on Michigan elections, including but not limited to all of the materials found on the Department of State's e-learning center. Smith's statement calls the Michigan Department of State's response a partial Secretary of State document dump, quote, end quote. stating that after sifting through what's been released for several hours, much of the substantive training materials they've requested have not yet been provided. Smith said, leave it to our Secretary of State to, quote, transparently, end quote, dump 1,900 pages of the wrong stuff on Friday afternoon. Michigan Department of State has expressed concerns throughout this process that providing election training materials to those not directly involved in administering elections would cause a security concern. MDOS, Michigan Department of State, will continue to release additional materials to the committee and on the public site. Once the department's legal and election security teams are able to review them and redact any sensitive information that could compromise election security, said the statement from the Michigan Department of State. You know what this is, folks? Pure and simple. Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson has already been found guilty in 7 separate court cases where during the 2020 and 2022 election, she violated our state election laws. Found guilty. But because of the fact that she's an attorney working with another attorney, the Attorney General Dana Nessel in Lansing, she chose to break these election laws because there was no penalties attached to them. For breaking these 7 court cases, election laws where she was found guilty, none of those laws had any punishment. No jail time, no fines, no fees, no civil infraction, nothing that would constitute a penalty of any sort. I got a very simple question. Who introduced these laws? Who were the bill sponsors? When were they introduced? When were they voted on in the House? When were they voted on in the Senate? And who was the governor that signed these stupid laws that have no punishments attached to them? Who did it? Well, I had read other stories in the past, said many of these election laws were written and passed in the 1970s. They haven't been changed in over 50 years. And who was the governor at the time who signed them? Rhino Republican William G. Milliken of Traverse City. You know, the governor that liked to work with the Democrats, he only wanted to sign bills that were done in a bipartisan fashion, sponsors both Republicans and Democrats. Unbelievable. So, being an attorney, looking at the laws, knowing, realizing there was no punishment if she broke those laws, she did. And now the very same person who's running for governor, Jocelyn Benson, as a Democrat, on her campaign website says transparency is the main, one of the main issues on her platform to become the next governor of the state of Michigan. But at the same time, refuses to give documents to the House Oversight Committee and the Election Integrity Committee, even after being served a subpoena. Again, State Representative Rochelle Smith, chair of the Election Integrity Committee, said, quote, leave it to our Secretary of State to transparently, tongue-in-cheek, dump 1,900 pages of the wrong stuff on Friday afternoon, end quote, said Schmidt. Folks, this has got to stop. This Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, has got to be held accountable. Because very simply, if I was Rochelle Smith, I would go back to House Oversight Committee Chairman Jay DeBoyer, and I would ask for more subpoenas. And you know who I would subpoena? County clerks and township clerks. Demand that they provide these training materials, unredacted, to her office. Bypass Jocelyn Benson and the Bureau of Elections. Bypass the Secretary of State's office altogether and go directly to the municipal clerks that have the training manuals from Jocelyn Benson. Don't play this game. Don't even waste your time. Subpoena the clerks. Township clerks, county clerks, subpoena all of them. I'm sure there's clerks out there all across the state that once they're given a subpoena, they're going to give you the information. Why are you wasting your time dealing with a person who's been found guilty of breaking election laws seven times in seven different lawsuits, court cases, who flat out broke our election laws? Why are you wasting your time dealing with this woman? It's ridiculous. And the other aspect of this, time's a-wasting, folks. If we're going to clean up the qualified voter files, if we're going to do anything before next year's election, it's got to be done this year. Outside of these school millages and these bonds that are on our elections schedule for tomorrow, Tuesday, May 6th, there's no other elections. Nothing else is scheduled. Unlike next year, 2026, starting in August primaries, we're going to have elections for statewide offices. Again, I've said this before on the show. Do you realize this is the first time since the 1880s that we have an open governor's race and an open U.S. Senate race? To represent us in Washington, D.C., and to get a new governor? First time it's happened since the 1880s. 140 years. Unbelievable. And one of the other aspects of all this, everybody is on the ballot next year. State reps, state senators, congressmen, one U.S. senator, governor, attorney general, secretary of state, attorney general, all these people are on the ballot next year. The only ones who aren't, county commissioners, county people at the county level, they are on the midterm election, or no, excuse me, the presidential election of 2028. The midterm is next year for everybody else. Final half hours today's show. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider, delivering real, honest news.